Hi, I'm here to present RDE, just as a small outline. Since I'm not the main RDE developer, but just a contributor, I'm just going to detail why I choose RDE as a daily driver. Then I'll present RDE and how it builds upon GNU Geeks and talk a bit about RDE's future. As probably many of you have also done, I switched from Windows to a Ubuntu-based distribution some 10 years ago. I learned some valuable lessons that FOSS is great, minimalism and efficiency is great, removing proprietary OS is possible. And so when I started a few years ago to do some serious software development, I also learned some other valuable lessons about the Unix philosophy, how it works, how basically programs interact with each other. Also, I learned that crafting your systems and optimizing them is quite a fun task. Also, I learned that it can be tedious, so I had some struggles. I had to change computers like 3 times in 2 years. And I also learned that each time you change, you have to do things over and over again. So at some point, I saw the flaws of those lessons. So Unix philosophy is great, but it also forgets a lot about transaction costs, which you have between the different apps you use. And you have like, when you have to optimize everything, you do a lot of work just making apps talking properly to each other. As I said, life and loss happens, and it is tedious, but it doesn't have to be. Like I had some examples in the Emacs ecosystem that showed me that configuring your system doesn't have to be that hard. And so that's why I choose GNU Geeks and then RDE as a daily driver, as a system, because GNUGAI helps for translation costs. Basically, you have one language to extend everything, and then you become more and more familiar with the language, and better and better. So life and loss happen. My answer was I need reproducibility. That's why I chose